Well, welcome. We're grateful that you're here this morning. Did you know the Seminoles struggled, but the Seminoles won? That's a good thing. Did you know West Virginia played yesterday?
Yes, and I watched them, and then I watched the Colorado game.
Yeah, how did that Colorado game end up?
Colorado won in double overtime.
So Neon Deion pulled it out?
They pulled it out.
They pulled it.
They should have went for two and would have won.
Wow.
That was pretty good. I didn't stay up for the whole night.
I was doing laundry. So I stayed up, watched it, and I had a last load in the dryer, and I said, I'll just go ahead and watch this till the end. And I was pretty tired, but I was
Are you a night owl?
Well, I was last night.
Well, it was interesting. Most of us know Deion Sanders because he played around here. And
we got to Deion got to show a little bit of his father's side whenever his son came off the wheat field and had blood on his lip and took his hoodie and wiped his mouth. So, he got a little bit of
father in that. Ah, that's funny. Anyhow, there was a little rivalry between Colorado State and him. The coach for Colorado State was making fun of Deion with the sunglasses and the hat and all that. And it turned out to be...
That was later reported that he wasn't making fun of him. He was probably insane. About his team not being respectful. But Deion took it that way. How can we take things the wrong way?
Well, how many people... How many people on his team wore sunglasses to the... I don't know. I mean, Deion never takes
them. It was a fight, I can tell you that. They all were ready to fight.
It's the backyard brawl for West Virginia. It's only 70 miles different.
Between Pitt and West Virginia.
It's called Backyard Brawl.
It's good. It's good for our psyche. It's good to have this kind of stuff. Now we need to let the sportsmanship of football come into our real society that we can agree to disagree and still love rather than doing all this crazy. Anyhow, that's a message for another day.